My next speaker is Betty Fowler. I'm kind of excited when I got a chance to read her bio. It is truly an extraordinary thing here that I didn't know. When Betty lived in New York for 30 years, she was employed as a publicist, a critic, an actress, a dancer, a ballet teacher, and an administrative assistant to a magazine and book publisher. Betty was also the administrative director and co-founder of the New York-based Fowler School of Ballet. Betty Fowler is listed in Who's Who of American Women, the World's Who's Who of Women, Who's Who in the West, and a dozen other Who's Who's. In 1971, Betty was diagnosed with cancer. She followed the recommendations of her orthodox practitioners for 1 year, and she had two surgeries. However, her cancer metastasized. In 1972, she turned down a combination of topical chemotherapy and surgery, which was recommended, and instead she began a biological repair program with the help of the FACT organization in New York. In 1974, a physician declared her free of cancer. In 1980, Betty earned certification as a metabolic technician from the International Health Institute, which at that time was in Dallas, founded by Dr. William Donald Kelly. In 1984, she earned her bachelor's degree from Eastern Washington University. In 1988, she founded the Safe Water Coalition of Washington State, which is a nonprofit corporation aimed at seeing that fluoridation is terminated not only in Washington State, but throughout the country. And her other great goal is to help us see that the United States wins the war against cancer through attacking host resistance. Please welcome Betty Fowler.
Thank you, Susan. I think I should have, if anybody here knows about dance terms, I should have jeted up here. But those days are gone. I bring my own distilled water, but I need a glass. They're all practice what I preach. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank FACT for the opportunity to be here, and I want to thank FACT for the opportunity to speak on the Health Excel program. My memory is good, but not great. I cannot, for instance, remember many of the dates I had to learn for history exams in high school or college. It's funny the things we do remember. Usually, they're the things that grab hold of one's emotions. For example, I will always remember the date I was told I had cancer. It was April 13th, 1971. Another date I'll always remember was the day a member of the medical profession told me I did not have cancer. The date was April 2nd, 1974, almost 3 years from the day I was told I had cancer. I'm here today to tell you of the paradigm I followed to overcome cancer, the Kelly Program, and the program I now follow and recommend, the Health Excel Program, founded by Bill and Susie Walcott, which pays tribute to Dr. Kelly and other research sleuths who have recognized the importance of whole natural foods and saw the wisdom of building health rather than treating disease. I want today's date, March 17, 1990, to remain in the living room of your mind as the day you were inspired, the day your life changed for the better, the day you were motivated to get involved to take responsibility for your wellness. What is cancer? In my opinion, from personal experience, I learned that cancer is a systemic disease. And in my opinion, until establishment medicine recognizes that one cannot burn or poison a body with radiation or chemotherapy into wellness, the cancer war will go on. Orthodox medicine is concerned with fighting disease. The focus of Health Excel is on building health. Its service is in providing a computerized analysis of individualized nutritional needs based upon one's biochemical individuality. The process is called metabolic typing. The determination of one's metabolic type or metabolic classification is accomplished through a computer analysis of a very extensive survey of 1,000+ questions covering physical, psychological, and diet-related characteristics. The Health Excel survey also employs hair tissue analysis to screen and track heavy metal toxins such as cadmium, aluminum, lead, and mercury. Heavy metals have been found to play a major role in overall health status due to their disturbance of biochemical balance and their disturbance of enzyme systems. No other lab tests are necessary. One reason is that over the last 15 years, it has been learned that no lab tests currently available can provide the kind of information necessary for a metabolic type determination. Metabolic typing is concerned with the recognition of patterns of the overall metabolic style of functioning. A lab test only provides information about one specific level in the body. Blood analysis provides information about the tissue level. A blood analysis does not give information about cellular levels. Example, high mineral in the blood tells little about the cellular levels of that nutrient. Furthermore, since blood is a homeostatic mechanism, it attempts to maintain normal levels at all times. Thus, although the blood level of calcium may be within a normal range, little or no information is provided regarding what the body is doing to keep normal levels in the blood. Calcium may be pulled from the bones, teeth, and hair in order to maintain a norm in the blood, a very abnormal condition. Yet no evidence of abnormality may be seen in the blood. It is not uncommon to see blood nutrient levels within relatively normal ranges in terminally ill cancer patients. Furthermore, even if a lab test indicated a problem with an organ, it does not tell what to do about it. That is, how to address that person's individuality, their particular metabolic imbalances, which we believe gave rise to the problem in the first place. In other words, primary causes versus recognition of symptoms, treating the person versus treating disease or symptom. The usual medical procedure for a cancer patient is to have the tumor cut out. However, that seldom cures the problem. Since the body is in a degenerative condition, the cancer eventually emerges again. It may take 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15, even 20 years. And as the cancer spreads, the proteins in the body get so high that when the patient dies, it is often recorded as death from a heart attack. What is cancer? According to Parr and C. Murphy Combs, MD, authors of the Illustrated Medical Dictionary, quote, cancer is a term loosely used to describe any form of malignant growth. Every organ in the body is composed of cells, and the cells of each organ have specialized functions and distinctive shapes recognizable under the microscope. A cancerous change takes place when, for as yet no explicable reason, some cells of an organ suddenly take on violently rapid multiplications in a different form. Since cancer cells have no function, they cannot carry out any useful work, and in time they replace all the functioning cells of the organ. Cancer spreads through the body either by direct spread and invasion or by entry into the blood and lymph streams. Being distributed around the body is emboli. Emboli is foreign matter circulating in the bloodstream. It may be a blood clot, an air bubble, cancer cells, and so forth. Unquote. A good definition, but from personal experience, I prefer defining cancer as a cell that cannot produce its normal amount of energy so that the person with cancer experiences intense fatigue. What is the answer to cancer? The Illustrated Medical Dictionary says, quote, some cancers are amenable to treatment with deep x-rays and radium, and some to drugs and hormones. The prospect in the future is that cancer may be controlled by the injection of some chemical as yet unknown, which will prevent normal cells from taking on this malignant power of rapid multiplication, unquote. This definition holds on to what I call the magic bullet, the curing cancer, and is not the answer to cancer. The current medical approach that for every disease there is a drug or surgical procedure is not working. Therefore, it is wrong. The Health Excel approach is to get a person on a metabolic program synergistic to their individual needs so that their body can regain its natural, normal state of health. The human body is designed and programmed for health. The body knows how to be healthy. This approach does not work in a day, a week, or a month. It takes time. It took me 2 years, 4 months to overcome cancer. The vital key to health is energy. We do not live from the food that we eat, but from the energy created from the food we eat. We hear a lot these days about how important it is to stay away from sugars, sweets, and carbohydrates. Yet, without sugar in your blood and brain, you would go into a coma and die for lack of proper energy to your brain and other vital organs. Sugar provides energy and thus is very important to health. The culprit is refined sugar. Our bodies have been created with a mechanism that metabolizes naturally occurring carbohydrates from fruits, vegetables, and other organic or whole foods. The problem with refined sugar is that it is absorbed so quickly into the blood that it elevates blood fat levels. This fat interferes with the function of insulin, allowing the blood sugar to rise. Yes, one of the major causes of illness is refined white sugar. Refined white sugar depletes calcium from the body because refined white sugar easily turns into alcohol in the body. Alcohol is the greatest enemy of calcium in body chemistry. Refined white sugar causes a shift in body chemistry so that proteins are not digested. If this is allowed to go on long enough, a person begins to lose energy and starts to get sick. Many of you have heard that white refined sugar is bad for you. Now you know why. The steps of taking in food as a fuel source, breaking it down into its constituents, delivering it to the various body systems, collecting and removing the debris of the energy converting processes is known as metabolism. If your metabolism is efficient in meeting the demands of daily life, your body can make deposits into what I call your energy savings account. By eating foods in harmony with your metabolic requirements, you can make periodic deposits into your energy savings account. If you don't need it, you do not have to withdraw your energy savings. But if your day-to-day transactions go beyond what you have in your energy savings account, then it is good to have reserves to keep your energy dealings solvent. Normally, Our body functions from the metabolic energy which comes from our daily conversion of food into energy, and we do not need to dip into our energy savings account. However, if a crisis arises, such as an illness, accident, or shock, which demands an extraordinary expenditure of energy beyond what we have available from our daily energy intake, then it becomes important to have reserves in which we can draw to meet the demand. Many of you here today probably have so little energy that you may get up in the morning as tired as when you went to bed. Many of you here today have so little energy you get colds and infections often. Many of you feel that the demands of life are too much for you and that you just cannot take it anymore. Through the Health Excel survey, you are afforded the opportunity of doing something to improve your energy efficiency and to increase your energy reserves. Every individual has unique requirements for nutrients for the optimal production of energy. It is through a diet plan, quality supplements, and detoxification procedures that are in harmony with your genetic and current health requirements. When you guess at your diet, take wrong food supplements, you are wasting your money. You are also taking a chance at putting your body chemistry out of balance. Your energy mechanism becomes inefficient because you are not extracting needed nutrients from food and supplements to meet your individual requirements. Any day that you do not produce more energy than your body consumes, that day is the first day of illness. Don't guess at your diet and supplements. You may not be lucky, and you can cause a deficiency in your body. The first thing that happens when there is a deficiency in the body is the breakdown of the liver. One of the liver's functions is to produce many different kinds of enzymes. These enzymes from the liver supply the raw materials needed and that are used by other organs, glands, and tissue structures of the body. These organs and glands add their nutrients to the enzymes, thus producing their own output to the body's many functions, including energy. Take the problem of cancer. A loss of energy can ultimately cause cancer. It has been said that cancer is caused by the body's failure to digest or metabolize proteins taken into the body. It is because the pancreas is not producing the special enzymes needed to metabolize the protein. This concept is not new to many in the holistic field. For others who are new to the concept, I'd like to present an overview of the three functions of the pancreas that I learned at Eastern Washington University. First, produces the insulin hormone. Second, it produces a special kind of alcohol. Third, produces pancreatic enzymes to metabolize protein. If the pancreas does not produce enough insulin, the person will have high blood sugar and may become a diabetic. If the pancreas produces too much insulin, the person will have low blood sugar, which may also result in diabetes. If the pancreas does not produce enough of a special kind of alcohol, the person will have cold hands and feet most of the time. If severe enough, the person may be cold all over at all times and in all seasons. If there are not enough of the pancreatic enzymes, that person may develop cancer. Cancer patients usually need more pancreatic enzymes, and they usually, but not always, need to reduce their protein intake. But what do TV, radio, newspaper, and magazines ads tell us? Eat protein. Eat protein because they are the building blocks of the body. True, they are. But if the person has a pancreas that is not producing the proper amount of enzymes, the result from eating lots of protein could be cancer. How about taking less protein as an answer to cancer? Yes, you will find those who propose this as a solution. but this does not overcome a sluggish pancreas. The solution is to get the pancreas what is needed to meet the nutritional needs of the person who has cancer. So, what makes a healthy pancreas? One which is efficient in its job. The organ known as the pancreas is made up of pancreas cells. In order for the pancreas to be strong, the pancreas cells must be efficient. In order for pancreas cells to do their job, fulfill their role effectively, they must provide energy. In order to provide energy, they need vitamins, minerals, enzymes in the proper balance, one which meets their genetic requirements. The pancreas gets its input from liver enzymes. But suppose the liver produces only 40% of the normal output of enzymes. What happens to the input of the pancreas if it is only 40% of normal? If this 40% is not enough to handle the protein intake, he or she can expect cancer or some other degenerative disease to strike at his or her weakest genetic point or points. Our purpose then is to rebuild the liver, get it going again at 100% output. Once that happens, its enzymes are sent all over the body and all kinds of troubles begin to disappear. For example, that person may no longer have a problem digesting proteins, and slowly his or her cancer begins to be thrown out of the body. Protein is important, but getting the right amount of quality protein is even more important. As a cancer patient begins to bring their protein digestion back into balance as a result of following the Health Excel program, amazing changes take place. He or she may feel more relaxed. He or she may find that they don't get as upset as easily as before. If he or she had high blood pressure, they may find that their blood pressure is going down and normalizing. If he or she had headaches, they may disappear. And most important, the individual finds they have more energy. These are just some of the possible changes one may experience as a result of balancing their body chemistry with the Health Excel program. When you have low energy and a high energy drain, it adds up to a low metabolic efficiency as well as a low reserve energy. This deficit must be taken care of. If not, it will be taken care of by your body stealing what it needs from bones, tissues, organs. The lower your reserve energy, the lower your immune system efficiency. The lower your immune system efficiency, the lower your resistance. The lower your resistance, the closer you come to developing a degenerative condition. When your metabolism is operating so inefficiently that there is not enough energy being converted from the food you eat to operate the system responsible for collecting and hauling the garbage from your body, then your body becomes toxic. Then you also have an environment ripe for malignancies and other degenerative diseases. Some people have a higher resistance level than others. It takes much more to put their reserve energy down. But one thing is for sure, and that is that all of us have a breaking point. You must do something to turn yourself around before your reserve energy level reaches the point of no return. Many people have what we call inherent weaknesses, that is, their weak genetic link. Chances are, if your family has a history of diabetes, cancer, heart disease, lung disease, colon problems, and so forth, you can expect that these are areas which could be inherently weak in your body. A good example is the former President Carter and his family. Whatever your weaknesses are, you can expect energy loss to take its toll there first. Example, you may start to experience pain, swelling, or other discomforts. Many times, medical doctors will diagnose the pain and prescribe a drug or other treatment and let it go at that. This is called treating the effect. You need to be concerned with the cause of your problem. Health Excel believes that the cause is the neglect of your biochemical individuality. Today, one has no longer to guess at what diet plan, what supplements, what detoxification procedures will help improve energy efficiency and reserve, because there's the Healthic Self survey and report. As a metabolic technician since 1980, I find that the most difficult concept for many clients to understand is detoxification. When the body is loaded with toxic waste, it is almost impossible to effect a biological repair to its systems, just as it is impossible to keep a sink from overflowing if it is clogged with garbage. When the body is loaded with toxic waste, it has two options: excrete it or store it. If it stays in the body, it can cause tumors. Warm water, non-retention enemas daily, or the use of a Kalima board helps move waste and accumulated toxins out of the body. As Ruth Sackman explains, and it is very well spelled out in one of the issues of Cancer Forum, quote, elimination of toxins frees the body so it can begin to effect a repair to its systems that have not been able to maintain health or energy. Inner cleanliness is just as important, if not more so, than external cleanliness, unquote. Also, it takes energy for cells to cast out toxins. That's why when one gets on the correct nutritional program for one's type, the body begins to detoxify. It regains its inherent ability. As I said, the body knows already what to do and gets to it. Then there's the importance of pure water intake. Our bodies are composed of some 80% water. Water keeps toxins flushed out of the body. It keeps the digestive tract operating. It keeps the colon moving. Hence, the water you drink should be free of chemicals, free of pollutants. I recommend distilled, reverse osmosis, deionized water, demineralized water. I do not recommend spring water. I do not recommend fluoridated water. The Health Excel program does not diagnose nor treat any disease. The Health Excel program does provide a paradigm to follow so that your body can heal itself. The Health Excel survey customizes a program to meet your individual needs. My talk can guide you, but not command. Inform you, but not compel. What you do at this point is up to you. What is your choice? Thank you, FACT, for the opportunity to present the Health Excel program. Thank you. You've been a wonderful audience. I don't know if you have time for questions.
Oh, yes, we do have time for questions.
Did I do okay?
Thank you, Betty. You did fine.
My teacher.
I think many of you are beginning to feel that it's a little warm in here. Well, it's being corrected. There's something wrong with the equipment, and they feel that in a few minutes, or at least this is, you're comfortable? Oh, you feel it now? It's coming in now? All right, we don't feel it yet up here, but I just wanted you to know that it wasn't our fault. There's some mechanical thing wrong.
Oh, good. Question.
Regarding enemas or colonic irrigations, does that also destroy healthy bacteria? And would you supplement it with, if you're supposed to avoid dairy, Acidophilus, or what do you recommend for that?
Good question. Yes, of course, it will take some of the good stuff out. And the Health Excel survey will spell out what you possibly need so you have what's called friendly bacteria in the colon.
Okay.
I don't even like to guess at that. There's so many products out there now that everybody says is good, but that's guesswork again. You can do tremendous damage by guessing at what you need.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Okay. I had sent, I'm also a cancer patient. I've been seeking help. And the Excel program, I've heard of that. And what I wanted to find out, I think you answered part of it just now, that you would tailor a program for that person, right? That would be consist of the diet and...
It gives you a diet plan.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or so on, and it spells it out in the results that you get. You see, you answer the questions. I'll go into that more, and I also have a booth out there. You answer about 1,000 questions. You also keep a diary of the foods you eat for 3 days and how you feel from the foods. You also, for example, I give people the pH tape so they can test their urine and saliva at certain times of the day. You have a candida self-test. There's a hair tissue analysis, which helps to track the heavy metals that we are all inundated with in this world of ours today. And we need to find out what to take in order to help eliminate the heavy metals. Often, as I'm a former cancer patient, you're so filled up with cancer, you don't hear well enough. You don't always digest what is being communicated. And so I want to communicate. I've been through that. Oh, yes, that was said to me. I had forgotten it. The memory is not as sharp when you have cancer. At least mine wasn't. And I've noticed many of my clients have that problem until they get better.
Thanks.
Can I say something?
Yeah, please.
We don't want to leave the impression that this is a nutritional program, period. It is more than that. It always has to be more than that. The young lady asked if it was a nutritional program, and I'm sitting here like a policeman. I want you to know that it is diet, it's detoxification. Within the dietary program, there are what are called glandulars, enzymes. It's not just food alone.
Very good. See, that's my teacher. Yes, sir.
Comment about water. The body's biological mechanisms have evolved over millennia in contact with water from natural sources. And you have suggested that you would not recommend any such water now, but would use distilled water, which is not really a natural product. So long as we can find pure sources.
Yeah, it is.
Distilled water is hardly a natural product, but you know, that's another.
Rainwater is distilled water.
Yes, it's true, but when it comes back to Earth, it carries a lot of materials in it that picks
now
up in the atmosphere.
It does, but in a normal situation, rainwater is distilled water.
Okay, we can argue about that. I don't agree with you, but I don't see why we couldn't, if we can find a good, clean, natural source of water, we couldn't use that also.
Well, that's one of the big problems today. That is the key, I remember that Dr. Kelly used to say, to good health. The first key is pure water, which you're not going to find coming out of the tap. What you're going to find out of the tap, coming out of the tap, is a lot of chemicals, and in particular, there's one that I want to see get out of our public water supply, and that's fluoride. And the ground, too, because like phosphate fertilizers, which much of our food is grown in, contains fluoride. Fluoride is now in all our food. Fluoride is in the air we breathe. You cannot get away from fluoride. I live where they do not have fluoridated water, but if young people, I see them drinking Coke or something, they're getting their fluoride because where the Coke comes from, the water there is fluoridated. And we now know from the National Toxicology Program and from a Procter & Gamble study, the connection between cancer and fluoride is there, folks. And there's only one way to get rid of the fluoride in the water, and that is for you to take action and let the public health officials, your senators, your federal ones, your state ones, your governor, President George Bush. You cannot stop writing to any of them, the EPA. You've got to say, I do not want fluoride in the water. Why is this so important and so difficult? Because there are industries who are using your body as an industrial waste dump. And the industries are the aluminum industries, U.S. Steel, the coal industries, the waste-to-energy plants, agribusiness, ceramics, tiles, glass. It's in a lot of the treated woods in your house. Then you people wonder why you get sick. We've got to get the fluoride out of the water. Do something. Help. Oh, I don't want to take Dr. You must come here tomorrow and listen to Dr. John Yamianis. He's a PhD, and he's going to talk about it. You must not miss his talk if you want to be well. Yes.
I wanted to know if you know anything about chelation. I am into chelation therapy myself, and Medicare doesn't pay for it, and I understand that the Army is doing a blind study on it. Do you know anything about what's being done on it?
A little bit, and I don't know what's being done. I subscribed to the Port Townsend letter, and there was an article by a doctor who claims that when well people take chelation therapy, he has not seen one come down with cancer.
How interesting. Thank you.
But I don't know, I mean, I don't know that much about it. I mean, I've been reading and doing research. I have had two clients who have taken it for their heart condition, and their heart condition has improved. That was their choice.
However, right now, the doctor who is giving me chelation therapy has just come down with cancer. So that refutes.
Well, he ought to write to the Port Townsend letter then.
One should not expect Betty, who is a metabolic technician and skilled in that area, to also have all this information about chelation. All right. Now you have to understand something about chelation. In order to chelate some of the minerals out of the arterial system, they use something which is called EDTA. EDTA itself is a toxic substance. It should not be used as, we have not seen it effective, frankly, in the cancer situation for patients. But there are times, I start to say, it shouldn't be used promiscuously and everybody decide that they're going to do chelation. But there are times when chelation can be very beneficial if the arteries are clogged and you've got to open up those areas in order to get better circulation. Chelation can do it. It should be done under a trained person, not someone who's sort of enthusiastic about it, but without much experience, because you can take too much of the minerals out of the bloodstream, and they have to be replaced when that's recognized, especially calcium, which is sometimes reduced.
Well, they do put that back into it.
Especially calcium, which is sometimes reduced from the system, and if it's not recognized and put back as quickly as it ought to be, the patient can go into a tailspin. Mm-hmm. But that's chelation.
I had it done because I had a heart attack.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. I don't think it should be applied to cancer. What is chelation? It's called EDTA.
It's a short for a big long.
Yeah, it's a technical term, but everyone knows it as EDTA. What it does is actually absorb some of these minerals off the arterial wall and carry them out of the system.
Yes, your question, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment that there is a citizen advocate of chelation therapy in the state of Delaware, and he just told me a couple weeks ago that he was the first person to get Medicare coverage for chelation by petitioning the senators in the state of Delaware.
Wow.
I don't think we ought to make this a chelation discussion. Betty is a recovered cancer patient. You can ask her questions about cancer, and it might be helpful to you. And her experience, of course, with the Health Excel program is very important. I think we ought to stay in that area.
Is there a Health Excel program here in Philadelphia? How do we get in touch with that program?
I don't know if there is, but the...
Yes, there is.
I'm going to...
You don't have to have a metabolic technician here in Philadelphia in order to do the Health Excel program. Betty has patients all over the country. It's all done through telephone and a computerized questionnaire, so you don't have to look for someone specifically here.
Thank you, Ruth. Yes, you can become one of my clients if you want. Just see me later on at the booth there. Yes, sir?
Yeah, you said something about an alcohol from the pancreas, and it had something to do with being cold all the time. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I was waiting for someone to ask that. I learned that, as I say, when I went back to school and got my degree. And all that he said, and I could not find other texts, is that the pancreas manufactures a special kind of alcohol. It is not the kind you drink.
Oh, okay.
And that this alcohol, if you don't have sufficient amount, if it's not being made by the pancreas, is one reason he claimed that a lot of people feel, say, oh, I'm always cold, even in the summertime.
Yeah, well, my wife is in that category, so I'm especially interested.
Well, the Health Excel program, by filling out the questionnaire, would be helpful to her if she would follow it completely, the report that comes back.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
What kind of cancer do you have? Did you have? Where was it located? And how did you know it was gone?
I love that question. I never tell people when I talk, because it is still an emotional and probably a psychological problem. I first had the same thing that Nancy Reagan had, basal cell carcinoma in the left lower lip. And they did one surgery, didn't get the cancer out. So they said they had to do another one. And they did another one. And from the second surgery, I was facially disfigured. Cancer form has an issue with a picture of me of how I used to look when I was facially disfigured. It was so bad that when I walked, the cancer was encapsulated in a blue blob. That's what my grandson called it. And as I walked, it wiggled side to side. I did look bad, even though Ruth said, no, I did not. And I knew I looked bad because a little three-year-old boy looked up at me when I was waiting for a bus stop with his mother. And he looked up at her and he said, Mommy, why does that lady look like a Frankenstein? It metastasized after 1 year, and the doctor said I had either a melanoma or sarcoma of the jaw. And he scheduled me while I was in his office without asking to see a oncologist. I had to deftly try to get out of that, and I didn't know what to do, except I knew I wasn't going to go down this road of chemo, because too many in my family, everyone in my family who's ever had cancer and has followed the establishment is dead today, including my poor dear brother, died of kidney cancer. Anyhow, he said I had either, as I said, melanoma or sarcoma of the jaw. That very day, I was lucky, I found Ruth Seckman. Spent the entire afternoon at her house because she kept asking me, what are you going to do when the doctor calls and says, why haven't you scheduled your chemo treatments, your chemo surgery? And I, being full of cancer and not being able to think well, didn't realize what she was asking and kept thinking, why is she asking that? Why would the doctor call me when he wants to make money? He won't make money calling me, that's what I was thinking. But he did call me, and thank God she had prepared me for it, okay? And I appreciate that. But to get back to a basic question you asked, I am so glad you asked it, thank you, because evidently I'm no longer facially disfigured. Thank you for that. Thank you, Ruth Sackler. But you can see a recovered cancer client? Yes.
Would your test show, for instance, if the problem started with a misalignment of the body, for instance?
No, but the recommendation would be, as I said, we don't treat individual conditions. We treat the whole body. It's holistic. It's host resistance. But it may come back and say that this particular person would benefit from chiropractic or osteopathic adjustments.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any more questions? Oh, there must be. No? Okay.
Kelly program believes in breathing deeply and breathing exercises. Is that correct?
That was one aspect. Yes, that's very good.
Well, now, what if people have pulmonary problems? Do they give you advice for hyperbaric treatments, or what do you do in a case like that?
Like I say, we have to see what the survey prints mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. There's a special section in the survey that asks for medical problems, medications, that should be completed by the individual, and they should mention that they have this problem. Mm-hmm. Then when we get you get the report back, there will be mention of how to help.
I have a question about the colonics.
Yes.
That you were talking about. For people that just don't particularly have any problems or anything, do you recommend colonics?
I don't see anything wrong with colonics occasionally. I certainly do recommend the Kalima board. As I mentioned, in our society, especially with the environment, when I landed from Spokane yesterday into Philadelphia and took one whiff of the air, I thought, wow, first thing I want to do when I get back home is get on the Kalima board, and by the way, also take a cup of bentonite in the morning and a cup at night and go through a bottle.
Well, how often do you recommend doing them?
That is individual. That it, like I say, when you do the survey, you find out specifically what you need to do. Not only get the Kalima board or enemas, but doing special detoxification procedures once a month for a period of time, possibly, such as a cell cleanse, a colon cleanse, a gallbladder liver flush, and that's all spelled out. You get with the report when you buy it, you get a big little packet that explains body detoxification procedures. It always recommends, for purposes of the FDA, to check with your doctor, of course.
What about those colonics that are done under pressure? I've heard some that people have had some problems with those.
Under pressure?
What? Yeah, it's done by a machine.
Usually those people, I had one, I went to Mitzi Applebaum in New York City, I don't believe she does it anymore. They were highly beneficial to me, for me. I can only go by my personal experience in explaining this aspect to you.
Okay.
I must say the first time I had a colonic with her, I could not get into the subway or practically walk. She raised so many toxins by the way she massaged my colon that I could just about, I was crawling. Then I knew I was really sick.
Okay.
But if you have a good person, you can get a good, I'm sure, recommendation of someone who does colonics from FACT here in Philadelphia and in New York City.
Okay, I've just heard some people have had some problems with there being too much pressure and having a problem with it in the intestine.
Okay, then you should change, I would say, and go to someone else. Find another person.
No competent person would use a system with pressure, except the amount of pressure you get from gravity, the water just flowing in and flowing out. There should never be a system that stresses the colon in any way. It can be harmful. We make referrals to a lot of people doing colon therapy, and none of them use a pressure system.
Okay. This is the last question I've been told. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay. I'm interested in other medical problems that you deal with through the Health Excel program, in particular diabetes and results that you have had with that kind of problem.
I have only had one person, frankly, who was diabetic who was helped by the program, and it took person 3 years. Most of my people, most of the people who come to me have cancer.
Do you recommend it for people with other chronic problems?
Yes, I do. Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. There are some things, but I can't think of them right now, that it may not help, but if so, I would say so. Thank you very much. I applaud you.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you.
That concludes this tape. Please fast forward the tape to the end so that side one may be ready to be played again. Thank you.
Exciting.